I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Over the past 6 years, Iraqi children have been suffering from relentless bloodshed. Open Doors launched a new ministry for traumatized children of war. Jerry Dykstra says many didn't know how to address the trauma. They needed help.
Some of the courses that are being taught are child and teenage development, emotional development, and the need for children to express and manage emotions and feelings, understanding child trauma, artist therapy, post-traumatic stress disorder, and another one is forgiveness, what the Bible teaches about forgiveness.
Elsewhere, Living Water International is empowering the next generation in Uganda. For the past 20 years, the Lord's Resistance Army has been wreaking havoc and fear in Uganda. LWI hopes to break cycles of violence and spiritual darkness by giving a more stable environment to the next generation. By providing clean water, LWI keeps kids in school where they can get an education and break out of poverty. Pray for a spiritual breakthrough in Uganda. And an AMG International partner has an agreement with the schools in Accra, Ghana to reach 20,000 students with the gospel. AMG's Roger Thomas explains.
They pass out Mailbox Club Bible lessons to junior high students. And these kids get one lesson every week for the whole 3 years that they are in junior high. In August then of each year, they have vacation Bible schools. It's the culmination of this year of Bible study where the kids come together for a week and there's hundreds of them that come to know the Lord at those times.
They're also trying to provide 8,000 Bibles to kids who don't have their own. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.